Travel Talk with visitbelfast.com. It's time to get back to Belfast for a giant city experience.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And it's always a pleasure to be joined by our travel expert, award-winning travel journalist, Ed Finn, as we continue our Rediscover Europe series. Ed, coming to us from the eternal city this week of Rome. And I'm so looking forward, Ed, to chatting with you about your experience there. But before we do that, can I first ask you about your thoughts on what Michael O'Leary had to say last Monday when he warned that, and I quote here, dramatically higher flight costs are on the way for next year.
Yeah, Carol, I love Michael O'Leary. I'm a great fan of Ryanair. And good morning to you, by the way, and good morning to the listeners. And I always think that he's brilliant at, you know, grabbing the headlines with his controversial comments. I think he has a point to a certain extent in that, you know, there will be a lot of, there have been, you know, a lot of cutbacks. And of course, airlines have suffered an awful lot during COVID. So, you know, Ryanair, of course, has weathered the storm. And you probably see there that they're in negotiation with Boeing now at the moment, you know, and they're talking with different companies about getting really good deals on planes. And if there's anybody that gets good deals, it's Michael O'Leary. And usually when Michael talks about things like this, you have to kind of look behind the scenes. And I think myself, there's a lot in this. I mean, usually he's trying to get prices down for airport charges. You know, he likes to go into certain airports, you know, and he will put on flights there, you know, but Ryanair command a pretty penny when they go into places. And of course, they do bring the numbers. So, you know, there's a lot involved in this, but he probably has a point to a certain extent in that, you know, capacity is a problem. Now, in fairness, like when you look at Aer Lingus and other airlines, they have all maintained capacity and indeed they've put on a lot of flights throughout the summer here. You know, and a lot of countries like have been serviced quite well, you know, like the traditional ones, particularly, Carl, like Spain, you know, Portugal. I mean, there's three flights a day to Lisbon, you know, there's Barcelona, there's flights with Aer Lingus, Ryanair, you know, a lot of the traditional places. But you know, this, I think, to a certain extent as well, is getting people to sort of, you know, book a lot earlier. Because chatting recently to Paul Hackett there, you know, we know Paul, president of the ITAA. Paul was telling me that at the moment, loads of people are booking late. It's all last minute booking at the moment because of the way things have, you know, have changed. So, but a lot of people now, when they see this, of course, what's your first reaction to this would be, oh, I should book my summer holiday for next year as soon as I can, because Michael O'Leary is saying there won't be, you know, flights are going to jump up.
But that's what I was thinking. And then my next thought was, well, actually, are those flights available for next year?
Yeah, well, there's and listen, there is loads of availability. Again, you know, Michael O'Leary can click his fingers and put on 10 extra flights to Barcelona at any stage he wants to, usually. Do you know what I mean? So, like, I personally think there could be some truth in it, but I would take these things with a bit of a pinch of salt, to be honest, because, you know, there's always the latest thing. I mean, he was talking a few weeks ago about how they had just brought on 14 new routes, which they did, to different places in Europe, 14 new routes, which is brilliant. And of course, Ryanair are amazing at that. And if Ryanair see potential in, you know, if there's a demand for certain routes, you know, they are all about getting the flights up, increasing the accessibility, and of course, making money. And if there's one thing they're good at, Carol, as an airline, it's certainly making money.
Absolutely.
I would say pinch of salt to that, really. But look, you know, and a lot of the tour operators as well, Carol, are looking at putting on charter flights for next year, you know, which they do as well. So, I mean, you know, in the travel business is incredibly resilient, as we have seen. And I would say you'd be amazed, you know, the world travel market is back again now this October, November in London, which is, you know, the big, huge kind of like expose. That's all back live. You know, events are all happening again.
Yeah,
so,
yes.
You know, I would, you know, like it'd be interesting to see what does happen. I wouldn't be too worried about it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you for that, Ed. Well, let's move on now. And as we continue our Rediscover Europe series, which I am totally enjoying, I have to say, you are in the beautiful, as I said earlier on, the eternal city, the city of Seven Hills, and a city actually that I have never been to. Gosh, that's another one that I'll put on the list.
OMG, OMG.
So Rome, first of all, Tell us where you are in Rome. Describe your view to us. What are you looking at?
Well, Carol, I have to say to you, right, I'll definitely, we have to get you to Rome because, you know, La Dolce Vitae, absolutely stunning here. I am in this beautiful historic building, Carol. Would you believe it? It was once a bank headquarters and it is the most beautiful building. It's the Adelphi Hotel here. It's part of the Cura collection by Hilton. And I am literally 10 minutes walk to the Trevi Fountain. I was just out earlier having my coffee and my little croissant here, Carol. The Spanish Steps, Villa Borghese, they're all very near the Trevi Fountain. Of course, when you do come, Carol, you will throw coins into that. And indeed, you will return to Rome for the rest of your life, basically. Right. But I'm overlooking the Palazzo here, and it's beautiful. As I said, this was a stunning bank, and it was turned into this beautiful hotel. And it really is very, very nice. There's a rooftop pool, Carol. Would you believe it? I was actually having a little dip yesterday. The weather was that nice. Very, very nice. And they have a beautiful restaurant, but really, really lovely. And a little bit of a treat, to be honest, Carol, because, you know, the Hilton are kind of, they have this Curio collection, which is one of their kind of special boutique things. And they take over buildings, like a bit like the Merchant in Belfast, for example, right? They take, which was a bank as well. Very similar. People will know that this is very similar to that and absolutely beautiful. And in fact, I did chat with Romina Lupatelli earlier, and we have it up on a separate podcast, and she's talking about how Rome has come back. And interesting, Carol.
Sorry, who's Romina?
Romina Lupatelli, Carol. Sorry, she's the commercial director for the hotel here.
All right, okay.
In the Hilton. And I actually sat down with her this morning earlier, and I had a little chat with her just about, you know, the hotel here and the history of it. And Rome has come back, Carol. Would you believe it? It was very, very quiet. You might remember I was here, you know, maybe 2 years ago or 18 months ago. But September and October, capacity is up in the hotels here and in this hotel as well to about 80%, which is really, really excellent. So people are coming back, travel is open. Rome, of course, Carol, is absolutely, you know, one of the most beautiful cities, you know, the eternal city. And it's just amazing. What strikes you again when you're here, and what keeps striking me, is the value for money, right, that you get when you're traveling and when you're abroad, like in Italy here now, you know, coffees, things, Carol, like small things, like, you know, you're paying $1.50 for a lovely coffee in, you know, by the, you know, whenever you're the Via Venezia, wherever you are, just much cheaper than it is at home, like 10 euros for a pizza and a glass of wine for two people. I mean, you know, it's just, you're just like, it's just lovely, Carol, to get that value for money, because, you know, and you really get to see that we pay an awful lot at home for stuff, you know.
Which No kidding.
And what I love about this hotel, Carol, as well, they have a spa and a hammam. So if you want to treat yourself to, you know, the Turkish hammam, they have a sauna and...
What is a hammam? I'm so ignorant.
A hammam is like, you know, the beautiful, you know, with you when you go inside and they give you the massages and they scrub you down. Oh. It's very sort of Moroccan.
Oh.
And they have a gorgeous onyx bar here, Carl, with an onyx marble. And the guy does all these cocktails. And I swear, they're just like something else, really nice. And they give bicycle rental here as well. So I was on my bike cycling. I was like Audrey Hepburn in A Roman Holiday the other day, Carl. I was cycling all around.
That's quite the comparison, Ed, I have to say.
Yeah, well, maybe Cary Grant.
Like
who else was in that movie? Who was in that? Cary Grant, was it? I can't remember. But I was flying around, and listen, it's just, you know, Rome never changes, Carol. And I mean, I was here first when I was 14 years of age in 1979. And would you believe it? I met the Pope here when I was in my school presentation, Brothers College. We had a private audience with John Paul II in the Vatican Gardens. I mean, imagine that. And he came to Ireland in September. This was in July 1979. So wow. The memories were flooding back for me. And, you know, I've been coming here for years, and it's just, it never changes, Carol. You know, all the little restaurants and the places you go, that's the one thing about Rome that I love. They're still here. The museums, I went to see the Sistine Chapel. So it's a little bit quieter now, but
yes,
getting busy.
Probably now would be a lovely time to go for that reason, actually.
Yeah, there's a great thing, Carol. Yeah, there's a great thing called the Rome Pass, by the way, romapass.it. And they do this card, and like you get all these great deals. You pay for the pass and then you get all these kind of entries into the museums and different things, which I love, because basically, you know, they have a special COVID-19 certification here. You know, you show your EU digital cert everywhere you go. And with the Rome pass as well, you know, everything is done sort of very nicely in terms of, you know, they stage things, you know, there's no kind of big crowds. And it's really, really nice. So, of course, Rome, as you know, the Roman Forum, Carol, the Colosseum, archaeological dream for anybody who likes that sort of stuff. So really, really fantastic. Okay. And again, you really feel, you know, Italy, I can't say it enough. Italia, non basta una vita. One life is not enough for Italy, Carol. And I showing off my little Italian there.
But I love that.
Really amazing. Like, it really is. And the style here, when you walk down, you know, Carol, the different streets, the Via del Corso, where all the shops are, and you see the way the Italians, I mean, they say about the Italians, they wear their mortgage on their sleeve, basically. So they look absolutely stunning.
So yeah. Lockdown hasn't had any adverse effect on them. So I need to get my act together now before I pay a visit.
You'd be perfect here. You'd be gorgeous in your Sophia Loren glasses and your headscarf. You'll be gorgeous. Yeah, really. I mean, it's, but the style just jumps out at you, you know, and people sitting outside in coffee shops. And of course, Carol, you know, famous for like shoes and handbags, and you know, all the shops here have Disconti going on sale. So, you know, if you want some good shopping, just bring an empty suitcase with you, because you go crazy.
Gorgeous. Really. Okay, so where's the best place to go to get more information then, and particularly about the lovely hotel that you were staying in, which I would suspect is a little spendy but probably worth it?
Yeah, it is. But they're doing very good deals. You know, November is a gorgeous time, you know, for a city break, you know, at the end of sort of October, November. So they would do great deals. Hilton.com. And as I said, it's ALEPH, the Aleph Hotel here. And really like an amazing little treat if you want to do that. I flew over with Aer Lingus, AerLingus.com. The fares were very good, from 54 each way. And then, Carol, Italy, Italia.it, in fact, is the website I'll give out. Italia.it is the official website for all things Italy, and they have an amazing website which really has all this information on it. But for Rome itself, romapass.it then is the pass I used for traveling around. And I just, Carol, I was only 3 days, but I will, again, can't wait to be back. You know, really, really love it here.
Lovely.
It's stunning. Yeah.
Okay,
and the weather
excellent.
Was lovely. And great value.
All right. Lovely. Excellent, Ed. Well, certainly, as I said, that's another one that's most definitely going on the list. Ed Finn, a pleasure as always to have you with us, Ed. And we will look forward to continuing our Rediscover Europe series, all part of Travel Talk, next week.
Thanks, Carol. Croatia next week. For people, if there's anyone who wants to email in any stuff about Croatia, I'll be delighted to talk about that.
One of my favourite places, I have to say. So I'm very much looking forward to that conversation. Thanks, Ed. Mind yourself.
You too. Have a lovely weekend.
Travel Talk with visitbelfast.com. It's time to get back to Belfast for a giant city experience.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.